Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. Welcome to Domain Sherpa, and thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Happy New Year, featuring Amar, Josh, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Taboola.com, FLVR.com, ANKH.AI, and Specialty.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including DesignPro.com, CyberStudio.com, CMist.com, and Bench.net. The Sherpas also talk about closing out 2025 and stepping into 2026 and what they expect to see in the upcoming year in the domain market. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you could also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable is the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They've just joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and 3% commissions. You can also register $5.coms every Friday. Talk to them on X or Name Pros to learn more. And also big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, Escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, shout out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com and get your domain. And also, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, or you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. And remember, the ICA has their annual member meeting taking place next week, January 15th to the 17th at the Park MGM in Las Vegas. We're very excited for what's in store for the meeting. It's last minute, but if you're interested and haven't joined or signed up, go to ICA.Vegas for more information. So with all of that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains, and Happy New Year. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Happy New Year 2026 is here. I hope everybody is ready to rock and roll. This is the first show of the new year, so let's get it. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my homies. And we're all happy to be here. At least I'm happy to be here. I'm happy they're here. There are now 4 segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things, AKAs and whatnot. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep score and somehow, some way, someday get some swag to the winners. We got 3 out of 4 today, specifically rocking Sherpa Island. Let's go. Josh is the odd one out. I know, man. It's just, you know, it's a voluntary choice. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Life's about choices. But that's what it is with the domain game. Then we got NameJet and a Jet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like, and all that good stuff. And then last but not least, we got the grand closing where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention, promote, talk about anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed, or maybe that we've already discussed. You know what? It's really, there are no rules. The only rule is there are no rules. Let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my left. Got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up, a.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate. What up, dude? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I've been absent for a few weeks. I'm a little sick, so you got to forgive me with a nasally voice. But
straight up post-nate.
All good. All good. I'm excited for 2026. I think this is going to be a roller coaster ride of a year, but it's I am very optimistic on the domain and the market side. Not in a straight line, but I think, you know, should be a very good year. And that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Trying to get hyper focused, avoid distraction, and just, you know, Extracticus Maximus this year. That's it.
Maximus Extracticus. Let's go. Maybe that I'll add that to your AKAs. You know what I'm saying?
Let me go. I even own the domain, Extracticus Maximus.
You do?
Yeah.
Extracticus Maximus.
I hope that was a hand wrench. Was it a hand wrench?
Of course it was a hand wrench. I invented a new species. You know, sound like if I was a dinosaur, I'd be the Extracticus Maximus.
Great. That you would be.
Let's go.
That could be a new Sherpa game. If you were a dinosaur, what would you be called?
That's interesting. Some would be meat eaters, some would be leaf eaters, I guess. You know, it's all good.
Yeah, I'm Extracticus Maximus.
It'd be Extracticus.
I don't know Rex. What you is.
Extracticus Rex. All right. Well, look, all good. Shout out to Jurassic Park. Let's keep it moving. We got my boy, the one and only Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. DNX. It's dark and hell is hot. X going to give it to you. What's up, bro? How are you?
What's up? Good, man. Yeah, great. Happy New Year to all you guys. I'm honestly so happy to be out of the holiday period. The last like 3 weeks for me have just been so slow on the business front. And yesterday here, everyone got back to work. Boom. Got a domain sale right off the bat. So I think we're back. We're back, baby. Let's go.
We had a hell of a start to the year. I'll tell you that. I agree. I think we are off to a good start.
Yeah. Wow, and we've got a couple of deals that we had that were like right at the edge at the end of the year. They finally closed literally this week. Got some big deals, so we're pretty excited about all that. And got some other stuff in the works. Like all is good, man. So yeah, so 2020, get make it hit in 26. I don't know. Let's just I got to figure out what the tagline is going to be. But it is going to be a crazy year. All right, well, let's go ahead and introduce our final guest. Last but not least, we got my boy, Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Koba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. A.k.a. Marzan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Amar J, a.k.a. Kuba Soze. What's up, bruh?
What's going on? Hey, bruh. Happy New Year to everybody. And I will say I agree with a lot of what Drew's saying. I think we're going to have a fantastic year, but I don't think it's going to be for the faint of heart.
No, yeah. I mean,
we may end up doing a live Sherpa from Greenland before the year is out.
We're about to get our new headquarters in Venezuela, dog.
Yo, it's just crazy. Not only is it crazy with like the geopolitical activity, but then it's also like the White House tweeting like memes about it, like, is just crazy to me. It's one thing to be doing some real gangster shit. It's another thing to then be like literally tweeting like memes that I feel like my like middle school kids would be
doing. Dude, if you told me 10 years ago that the White House was going to be tweeting a meme with Fafo on it and then a meme of Maduro just like dancing in a, or whatever, like I would have been like, no, you're joking. Like, there's just no way. Like, I would bet my life that wouldn't happen. And it's crazy. I don't know. It's like a simulation. It's a simulation, bro.
It is. The timeline has gone wild. The simulation is in overdrive. And we just got to figure out how to Maximus Extracticus, man. I think that's really the thing at this point. You know, I don't know. I don't know what else to do. So, but it's crazy. Yeah.
I do think we're all well positioned, and I've already had three tiny sales this year, and one six-figure sale that fell out yesterday that went south. It was like right on the finish line, I feel like. But that's a good start. I mean, hell, right? Like, it's only, what's the date? The 6th? Yeah.
6th. We're recording on the 6th. We release on the 8th, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's, you know, it's good. It's good. Yeah. I think it's going to be good.
All right. Well, that's what's good. Well, speaking of that, let's get into some domain game and we'll kick it off from there. So, Drew, what you got by way of a buy or a sell? Let's start with you.
Well, all right. So I was going to do the QH.com, but you know that one. So that's probably not worth mentioning. All right. I'm going to do an owned and operated sale.
Mm, okay.
Actually, this is a good one because we talked about this one 2 years ago on Domain Sherpa.
When you bought it?
Yeah. Tabula. I don't know how to pronounce it. Tabula.com or Tabula. Tabula.com. Mm.
Okay.
Tabula.
That's it. That's the one.
When did it sell?
It's always that's what I'm talking about because I didn't tell you about it yet. It's happening real time in living color.
He didn't want you to spend the money before it hit the bank.
Well, that's the thing. And I'm like, you know, and I'm like, if I ask, and he's like, bitch, this closed in November. Like, how did, you know, because I mean, I see all the financials and obviously the report. So it's like, I'm like, wait, oh,
what's
man.
What's the spelling?
Tabula.com. Tabula.com.
Oh, ULA. Got it.
Look at you doing research. You know what I'm saying? This is supposed to be about...
I'm not...
Gut reaction.
But it's supposed to be about your instincts.
No, I'm not doing research. I'm
your
just...
expert wondering. Instincts.
I don't know what the word means, bro.
All right.
Come on, Maximus Extracticus.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, let's go. All right, 3, 2, 1. Ooh, okay. All right.
Whoa,
so I'm...
whoa, simmer down, cowboy.
All right, I'm at 75,000. Amar's at 79,995, and Josh is at 200,000.
And what'd you have, JT? 75?
75.
Yeah, Amar gets it.
Ah,
man. So, 99,000.
Ooh, okay, solid. That's
99.
Nice.
All right.
99,000.
That was actually my first guess, and then I'm like,
hey, Maximus, not extract the most.
So, look.
Oh, damn.
So, you know, look, here's I actually had it priced at 250,000. I had gotten a bunch of offers, which I kind of suspected were from the same buyer, but it was always in this, like, 20,000, 30,000 range. And I had lowered some bins right before the holiday season. And this happened to be one of them. And somebody came in and hit that bin.
I think that's a good number.
Yeah.
What did you
I think so too? It basically means like a ledger, right? It's a tablet. The Latin word for like a ledger.
Yeah.
And like a tablet. And so it's a very good domain. It's a very good brand. But you know. But yeah, it's a great name. It's a great name.
I mean, there's a lot of end users using
there it. There are a lot of end users.
Yeah. Yeah. He paid 25 grand for it.
In 24, I think.
24, yeah.
Yeah. But like 18 months ago.
Yeah. It's a good ROI, right?
It's below what I would normally turn it.
But yeah, you would normally sell it for a lot more than that.
Yes. Yes.
It's just that when you can turn the money that quickly, it's hard.
That's
to
it.
Say no.
That's
right?
It. Time is money, and so, you know, today more than ever.
Yeah,
that's it. Maximus Extracticus means you know you get what you can get when you can get it. You know
exactly.
Man,
that's true. That's true. I agree.
So
You're speaking my language. They used to call me paper hands for that, but no. Not anymore. Apparently, that's attracted because Maximus now. Now that Drew's doing it.
Like, I'm not paper hands anymore, buddy. Super Bowl, because it was like you buy something and sell it like same day. So, but hey, man, all good. Look, get it when you can get it. And I think, hey, good sale, good name, you know. And so if we talked about it on the show, Billy, maybe you could pull the episode, put the reference in the show notes so people can maybe go see what some of your thinking was around purchasing it and tie it to, you know, there might even be something we could do, cutting up some of that and cutting up some of this and tying it together. It could be something interesting. So, Billy, Uncle Billy, I'll just shout out.
Yeah, I actually would be curious to go back and see what we all said at that time.
All right. So, Drew, what do you like? What don't you like on the list?
I like Taboola, which I think is even a name.
It's a word.
Taboola name.
I just had to look it up, too. It's an actual word.
Yeah, and there's actually a pretty popular software product called Taboola, which uses technology. Yeah, extracting tables from PDFs. It's a, you know, then there's a game called Taboola. Like, there's
probably not that intelligent.
Well, maybe they haven't gotten funded yet. What'd you say?
No, Taboola.
He's like, oh, it could be Taboola. He's going to come up with like the most.
Tabula, like tabulate.
Yeah, Taboola. Isn't that what we said? No, yeah, when you get into Taboola, like how people say words and stuff, you know, so.
So it's
Taboola.
It's etymologies from Latin meaning board or tablet.
Yeah, it basically, yeah, like tablet, table, you know what I'm saying? There's some dope connotation in there. I like that a lot. So, all right. So a name like.
So those are the names I like.
So Taboola, right? What do you pay for that in auction? What are you trying to do with that? Paying $5,000?
We went from Taboola to Taboola.
Taboola, yeah.
I'm just saying that
it's going to be.
I like that better. That was good. That one was good. Your Alpha X to Alpha X or whatever you said, I didn't agree with. But your Taboola, like, so, you know, lexicon.
My view on what you want to pay in auction for these names is kind of like a Mars view that the world should be without guns. It's just not realistic. I want to pay like under a grand for tabula.com, but like that's just probably not going to happen, right? But I wouldn't feel super comfortable paying more than that, you know. Taboola, Taboola. I wonder what we all said.
That's what I'm saying, man. We can take a, we can, that's the beauty of Muse.ai is that, you know, go back in and pull it and pull this, you know, the script or find, you know, find the info quickly and then really do some magic and let's figure out how we want to leverage that. But I think that'll be pretty cool to kind of do a compare and contrast against, you know, what was said when you purchased it versus now when you sold it. So, and we shall see. That's cool. All right. Amar gets the point. Great start to the new year. You know what I'm saying? Racking up them points early in advance of the Cuba Cup coming up in 2 weeks in Las Vegas. Let's go. Right. All right, Josh, what about you? You got a buy or a sell? I know you said you got a sale. Can you talk about the one you just sold? You got something else to talk about?
I have a couple pending right now as well. I was hoping we could make a choice, but the one that I sold yesterday was flvr.com.
Oh, little flavor. Little flavor flave. I've done very well with four-letter.
We talked about this on Sherpa.
Yeah, domains that would be like a word minus the vowels, four letters.
I'm pretty sure we got quite heated about it. JT knows. He's smiling. He knows.
Well, you know, I actually sold FLWR. I sold that for like $250,000.
Oh, yeah. Settle down with your price. I was nowhere near that.
FLWR, which, you know, that's flower. Wow, and I sold that to somebody in the cannabis space for like $250,000.
Ooh, that's, I mean, that's an incredible price, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good win. And, but you know, it's like, cause I feel like when we talked about this, you know, it's this whole idea of the radio test versus, you know, and I feel like Drew was on team, like not bullish on the.
He was on team not good. And I was on team.
Yeah, I think we were talking about mine, the framework, right?
Here's the thing is my views on this have evolved. I used to be super bullish
in the last 2 weeks.
No. But with the emergence of AI, I just think like, I think that like voice to search is going to become ever more important. And in that world, radio test actually becomes king. So I'm really not bullish anymore on domains that aren't spelled the way they should be spelled.
Well, the good news is that was your position the last time we talked about it on the show too. So maybe you haven't evolved. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Opposite of
evolved. Well, no, but I owned a domain like FLWR and I sold it for the price I did because I used to be very bullish on these things. We own a bunch of them. I think we also sold, I don't know if we still have, I think we sold it, CRNR, like Corner. I think I sold that one for like mid five figure price. So we sold like four or five of those, I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. I sold SPCE. A while back.
I remember that one. That was actually, I think that was the content.
That was, yeah, see, that's the thing. That's garbage. That's actually the one we were talking about.
Oh, man.
I like that. It doesn't even follow the rules. It's got the E on the end.
Oh, my God.
Which one's better?
We bad.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's just continue the game.
Tell us how you really feel, Drew.
All right. So here we go. Flavor. Kicking that flavor in your ear. So that was a sale?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Get ready to send me another hoodie.
Ooh, all right.
Oh, wait, hold on. I didn't even.
Listen, check. Remember.
Oh, I'm out of practice over here. Hold on.
It's garbage, Drew. It's garbage.
Flavor Flav. All right.
3, 2, 1. Amar, man. Ooh, you and I are like, all right. So Drew's at 28,369. Amar's at 39,995, and I'm at 40,000 even.
Hey, you and Amar are like hip to hip.
That's good stuff. I'm impressed. Drew gets it. It was 30 minutes.
Oh,
so obvious I was gonna get it. How much was it?
30.
Oh, 30, okay.
That's a nice say.
I thought it was going to be 25, and I went a little higher.
I would say that's pretty good. We were all within that range. Yeah, I mean, that name could have been a 25 to 50 name, right?
Yep. And
that's exactly the right range.
Yep, 100%.
So how much you pay for it? How long did you hold it?
You know, I know who I bought it from. I less than $5,000 I paid for it. I bought it from Sean, the SEO guy.
Oh, Sean Markey. Big shout out to Sean, man.
Yeah. Maybe like 2 years ago. So less than $5,000, whatever it was.
Nice. Oh, I like that. That's good work. So less than $5,000 to $30,000 in a year. Same kind of similar Maximus Extracticus Maximus.
Well, except this name's garbage.
It's garbage until that cash hits the bank.
Hey, there's nothing better than selling garbage names. Like, you sell the good names and you're like, you sell the bad names and you're like, that's fucking garbage.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, good stuff. Nice work all around. All right. So Drew's got a point. Amar's got a point. All right. So this is kind of a big point right here in the game. So
what was you guys? This is another little one that I just sold yesterday. JT knows the price of it. But what would you guys have sold higherfrequency.com for? Not high frequency, but higher frequency. Higher frequency.
Same. I'd say 25.
Yeah, for me it'd be 10 to 20.
25, 24,
895,
baby.
All right, boom, let's go.
Send me the damn hoodie, dude.
Hey, you didn't get the point on the last one, Drew. Right?
I know.
And you got to give up the name. So what you need to have happen here is either Josh or I get this one to push it to overtime.
All right, so this one you guys will probably have, you'll be able to have an idea, but I bought Ankh, the name that we talked about in the pregame to the auction.
Yeah.
To Monty's auction. Ankh, ANKH.AI.
ANKH?
Dot AI.
Wait, what are we even talking about? ANKH dot AI?
Yeah, come on, Extracticus Maximus.
You want to tell me you like followed up after the auction to go buy that name?
How about you guess the fucking number and then we'll talk.
Hey,
you bought it?
I bought it. Yes.
Ankh. The fuck is Ankh?
It's like wank, but without the double.
That man. It's the symbol. It's the fucking Egyptian symbol. It's
the key of knowledge, dude. You should like that group.
What, Anki? Yeah.
A-N-K-H. Look it up. It's the fucking key of knowledge.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Drew's going to be pissed.
Oh, I'm at 2,500. Drew's at 5,369. Josh is at 10,000.
Josh gets it.
Ah.
So, man. I paid 11K.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is okay. So shout out to Monty because he is very persistent.
That, if nothing else.
Yes, he was very persistent. And he was hitting me up because I had said that I liked it when we were talking about it in the pregame for the auction. And obviously did not sell at auction. And but I really, really do like that name. And it may be a long hold. Maybe I'm an idiot, but I like it. So I'm bullish on it. And I think over time, I'll make a nice ROI on it.
Okay.
And there's actually a bunch of end users.
There is. We are Ang.
But I like your interpretation, Josh. It's like wank, but without the W. I like it.
Well, but wank doesn't have an H on the end.
I know.
Yeah, but it's silent. The silent wank.
Well, it's the Egyptian version of wanking.
God.
But you'll see. I'm going to talk when I sell it. I'm going to talk about it on Sherpa in 2048.
you've been crushing it with the .ai sales, man. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I know the symbol. Yeah, I know that symbol. Isn't that like the symbol of the Orthodox Church?
I thought it was like a fertility thing, but
it's the key of knowledge.
Well, I know that now.
It's like it's used a lot for like longevity. It's it has a lot of usage.
All right. Well, we now have a three-way tie, so I got to break the tie. So I got to use a name bio name.
It's a key of life, not knowledge.
Even and I think it's knowledge too. But anyway,
pretty good.
That's
good
even better. Longevity, that's why I said longevity.
AI longevity brand, pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with it.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to try. Have you guys been, I don't know if you've been paying attention today. Were you following the treats.com?
The ink symbol discovered a powerful meaning. It's always a good sign.
Yeah, I was somewhat following it. I knew that it was at like 140K or something. 130.
Okay, yeah. So you were up
on
that.
What?
Treats.
Treats.com.
That's an insane price, by the way.
It's over.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, well. You know what? Honestly, though, I bet you it's like the people buying like pretzels.com and you know what I mean? Those guys, nuts.com and all, you know, treats.com is a great brand.
It's a great brand, but as an investor, how much ROI upside do you have?
No, but that's not an investor paying that price.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it ended up selling. What do you guys,
I really like Umami. By the time this airs, I think it'll already be done. We talked about, didn't we talk about Umami last
time? Yeah, we talked about it.
It didn't get paid for by the first or second bidder. So it goes.
Yeah.
I really like it. I do. I kind of want
it. It's concerning though that like two bidders didn't pay. Like why?
Yeah, because
I thought I was the second bidder on it and I never got contacted. I'm not sure if that was, I was a second bidder on a big name, but I don't remember which one it was now.
It's currently at 62. That's pretty reasonable right now.
Yeah.
Umami 62.
I really like the name. But yeah, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think?
It's a decent buy under like 100.
Yeah, what do you think an end user price is on that? And who, you know?
These days I'm just like, is this a 10X for me? More than like trying to fall in love with these names. It's like, is this a 10X? If not, don't pass bill.
The thing that's cool about Umami, different than treats, is Umami really could be anything. It could be tech. It could be agriculture. It could be food. It could be, right? I mean, it could be anything.
Sure.
Which is nice, right? Like, that's where treats, I was like, it's pretty limited.
Umami's still got another day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
two, go, 2 days.
He'll probably double in price.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a three-way tie. I've got to break it. I'm going to grab something off of name bio, so do not look at it. But I'm going to ask you guys if you anybody was at least aware or involved. I could go with like a .ai, but a lot of those are the Namecheap auction, so I feel like that takes a little bit of the. All right. What about specialty.com? Specialty.com?
I was bidding on that, but I don't remember at all.
Yeah. Anything.
So.
What do you think? You guys good? You guys good to do that one?
Mm-hmm. Specialty?
Specialty.com.
Josh knows exactly to the penny what that sold
for. Oh, that's right. I mean, he's so like...
No, man, no idea.
I'm going to have to come up with a different collection of names that, maybe, you know, that I use for these. But all right, well, let's do it. Specialty.com. Sold on GoDaddy. Specialty.com. Hands up, no click clacking. Just put the price in for the first winner of 2026 for the domain game.
Oh, I think this is low. Gosh.
All right, flip them. All right, so we've got Drew at 25,369, Amar is at 60,000, Josh is at 85,000. The winner of the first domain game of 2026 is Josh, the name sold for $96,000.
Damn, specialty.com went that high?
Specialty.com sold for $96,000.
For some reason, I feel like the only thing I kind of remembered, which I guess I didn't remember, but I thought I remembered was thinking, oh, wow, that sold below what I thought it should have sold for. But I guess I'm wrong.
96K. So,
wow. Well, it's a great name.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. So, but, all right, Josh, good job, man. We'll give you another
hoodie for you to not wear. That's a lot.
Another some more swag for you to not bring on the show.
I mean, look, maybe I'm just off kilt and just don't know the market anymore. But I feel like there is a lot of end users in the domain auction market now.
That must be because that price doesn't make sense for.
I heard, more than 50% of buyers in like bid up auctions were end users.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, we saw some other, I mean, there were some other big sales that kind of happened that I was just looking at just in this list alone, trying to figure out what, you know, but it's also a difference when you're looking at GoDaddy versus Afternic. Afternic is more likely, you know, that, and I would definitely think, you know, obviously at Afternic, what do you think that number is? 80%?
Yeah, at Afternic, I think that could be,
you know,
you mean GoDaddy auctions.
So. All right, well, let's go. Good job, Josh. Congratulations. Billy, give him a round of applause. Let him know what's up. And then let's keep it moving.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
Now let's slide into NameJet and a Jet. Sponsored by NameJet, we review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. You can go to the show notes and download the Excel spreadsheet that has a bunch of the information about the different domain names and, you know, bid at your own risk and all that good stuff, not financial advice and all the necessary disclosures, but, you know, get yourself some info and get your bid on. And so let's rock and roll with the list. And Josh, I'll start with you. What you think?
Why are you starting with me for, bro? But anyway,
it's always the order. I start domain game with for to upper left, then the next lower left, and then below me is the kicks off the grand closing, man.
All right, cool. So bench.net, that's a good .net. Not that I'm a big fan of .NETs, but as far as .NETs go, that's a great SLD. I see those kind of selling on DNX, like similar quality SLDs in the sub 5K range. So if you're paying over 5K for that, you're overpaying. I would say that there's some decent names on this list. The one that stands out to me is Cyber Studio. I think that's a good name. Again, I wouldn't pay a lot for it, but it's a good name. Same thing with designpro.com. It's like, you know, design and pro, just great words. They combine well together. Cyber and studio, same thing. Great words. They combine well together. They're the type of names that end up being brands. They're the type of names that get bought quite frequently. You know, you price those kind of names in the low five figure range, you probably get some action on them pretty quickly.
Yep. Well, I figured Design Pro I put on the list for you, considering you're now Domain Pro on X, right?
Yeah. I mean, Design Pro is actually a lot better.
Oh, is that you? Domain Pro? Is that you now?
That's me.
Oh, I didn't realize that was you now.
Yeah, that's me. Design Pro is actually a very good name. But better than Cyber Studio. Design Pro is probably a name that you're pricing maybe even low six figures.
In the world of AI design, I feel like you're going to wait a long time if you're pricing that at six figures.
Well, or it could be a bullish thing in the world of AI and design, right?
I think that's just part of my thesis. It's like everything about design, all these things, they're just going to be commoditized. It's going to be a feature of a larger business.
Yeah.
It's like spreadsheets.com in, you know, the late 90s before Microsoft took over the world.
That's fair enough. But yeah, I mean, those are the ones that stand out to me initially. The rest of them, I don't really love.
All right. Amar, what about you, man?
Yeah, Design Pro is fantastic. I love that name. I also like Casebook. That's like, I guess it could be a lot of different things, right? Something could be something legal. It could be, I'm not sure. It could be a product, but I do like it. I feel like it's very memorable. We said Design Pro. I also like Good Eats, another great brand. Those are the ones I really like. I mean, I like Interests, obviously, but that's probably gonna go to a stupid number. And
which one?
Interests, plural.
You think that'll go so high?
I do. I mean, if you're seeing other names go the way, like people are just, when it's a one word .com, they just, you know, blind and they just kind of go crazy.
Interests. I think you'll be able to get that for under 20.
I agree.
I think it'll go more than 20, but we'll see. That could be, we'll can revisit.
We will revisit that. I'm going to put that on the list and see which side it ends on. I think it's going to go for exactly 20.
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah. So. As far as what I don't like, there's really nothing on here that's bad.
Okay.
So this is actually a pretty good list. Nothing that's, you know.
There's nothing like great. There's nothing that really like stands out, right? They're just like, okay.
But it's an outstanding list.
Outstanding.
Right. Yeah. Right, but there's nothing bad on here.
All right. I dig it. Drew, what about you?
All right. So my favorite name by far is goodeats.com. I love that name. I love that name. First off, I love food. I love to eat. So Good Eats is just like, oh, just a great, what a great brand in the food space. You know what I mean? Like that's like maybe one of the best brands you could possibly have for like a food block. Now, what you have to remember is what's the upside on that? You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's probably a $25,000 to $50,000 name. It might be $100,000 in the perfect circumstance if the stars align. But so that's the problem, is that like, I want to own this name for $5,000.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be or less. And I think it's probably going to go for double or triple that. So I want to love it, but I think it'll go, you know.
Well, you can love it. You just don't think it's going to be good buy.
I think my second favorite name is exactscience.com. I think that's just I think that's a great brand, and it's like a bang on name. You know what I mean? It's like a play on words, and I like it a lot. I like Exact Science. I think that's a great name. And then the third one I'll mention is Odin. That's just great name.
Good VCVC.
Totally. Odin. Pronounceable, four letter, VCVCV. Great name. Great name.
Speaking of food, it's actually a popular Japanese one pot winter stew.
Odin?
Odin, yeah. It's not the O-D-I-N would be the Greek god, right?
Oh, okay.
Odin.
Yeah, that's the problem with that one. By the way, it could be spelled both ways.
I don't know what the channel is, but I just, for whatever reason, I started listening to this over the weekend, but I was like making breakfast Saturday morning and then I couldn't stop. I listened to this for like 4 hour. It was like an ebook, but it was on YouTube and it was, you know, the Odyssey, you know, Homer, the Odyssey.
Yeah.
And like I read that when I was in school and I generally know the story, but like I listened to this like guy with a great voice, you know, tell the story on YouTube. And it was like 4 hours and it was so good.
Like, it's such a good story.
Stop.
Well, yeah, there's the movie's coming. The movie with Matt Damon, directed by Christopher Nolan. It's going
to
be
badass. That's so funny because I was literally thinking to myself, like, why hasn't anybody made like a great movie about the Odyssey?
It's coming and it's going to be fucking like a blockbuster epic joint. Like it's coming very soon. Here, I'll tell you.
That's so funny. I didn't even know that. But yeah,
July 2026, and I can promise you it is going to be one of those like summertime blockbuster biggest movie of the summer kind of joint.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be very, very good. I'm excited for it. So
yeah, I'm excited. I'll definitely go see that.
So, speaking of watching things and stuff, anybody watch Stranger Things?
No.
Not this season to me is not as
good. Yeah, same. I watched the previous seasons, but I don't know if the pause between seasons was too long, but I'm just kind of over it now.
I started the first episode and I was like, it's a bit much.
Wow. Okay.
But I might revisit.
Oh man.
I'm in the same boat as Amar.
Wow. All right. Well, I watched it with the kids. Actually, we watched most of it with Uncle Billy. So we all like, you know, got after it and I really liked it. I thought the final episode, you know, a lot of people didn't like it, you know, but I thought it was pretty good. Way to wrap up 9 years and five seasons. And
I've never seen one episode. Never seen a single episode.
I think you'd dig it. I mean, all the 80s, like the nostalgia, especially the early seasons, I feel like is really like kind of like, to me, you know, like in the basement, the kids playing D&D. I mean, I wasn't much of a D&D kid, but we used to play like video games and other stuff. Like, you know, basements in the childhood with your homies, like just, you know, early,
The early seasons, I think were good, but yeah.
All right. Different crowd. I get it. No doubt. We'll keep it moving. All right. So Drew, is that it? Did you go through all the names that you like?
Sometimes I say more than three, you guys make fun of me. So
well, you're the last one. So you can talk about whichever one.
Go for it, Drew.
I mean, the only other name I kind of liked, I mean, I think everybody said it, like, there's a lot of great names. I like Design Pro a lot. I like, I like Sea Mist, but again, like, I really like Sea Mist because I think it's a cool brand, but it's like, it's going to be like the name of a vacation rental. You know what I'm saying? It's like something that somebody wants to buy for like $3,000 to $5,000.
I think it could also be a clothing brand. That's what I saw. I didn't
even see them. But even the clothing brands, like
no, I agree with you. I'm just saying I didn't even see the two worder. I saw Sea Mist, which is like a made up seamstress or
Yeah, because it's that color. It's that light green coral, not coral, but like
No, you're thinking about seafoam.
Yes, but it is
That just happens to be like my father's favorite color. Everybody's like, this color doesn't even look good on you. Why do you wear this? But he just always wears seafoam green.
Well, actually, Sea Mist and Seafoam are somewhat
similar. They even painted their house seafoam green.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, what do you call it?
I would think of it as a bluish color.
It is. Well, Sea Mist and Seafoam are both like a blue-green. I said coral mistakenly, but coral is like an orange, pinkish-orange. Yeah. You know what I mean? So Sea Mist and Seafoam are actually both similar, like in that they are that like light green, blue-green, aquamarine kind of jam. And so, yeah, I'm actually with you, Amar. When I first saw it pop up on the way that I search, I thought it was something like clothing related, you know?
Yeah.
And that same deal. It wasn't until I actually ran it, like just looking, you know, Googling it, it was like, oh, okay, it's Sea Mist. You know, it's two words, and which made me like it better, but I still thought it was. You know,
so. Yeah, yeah. It's a nice name.
So,
there's
all
nothing bad on here.
Yeah, well, I think look, they're all always worth the minimum bid. They're always worth something. It's just a question.
Nobody mentioned Lindquist. That's a pretty popular name, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
I would think there's a bunch of companies named Lindquist.
Doesn't roll off the tongue though.
I agree, but if there's a bunch of companies named that,
well, there's actually a leather goods company handcrafted in Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence,
Rhode Island.
By a select group of dedicated artisans. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, next thing you know, Drew's going to be showing up at a conference rocking a Lindquist bag and telling about how it's like the hottest fucking leather shop in Rhode Island and how it's like fucking so good. You know? I'm not even saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying like, you know. So yeah, like it's a last name. There's a hockey player, you know, I think it's, you know, there's probably, like you said, there's definitely a handful of like companies or families and things like that. So
yeah, it's a Swedish name, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Swedish.
Oh.
That's decent.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. All right. Well, that's what it is, everybody. So make sure you check out the list, check out NameJet, NameJet and a Jet, and, you know, good luck with your bidding. You know what I'm saying? That is what it is. All right, cool. Well, we've got a few minutes left still, so we're good on time. We're going to roll through and do our grand closing kind of jam. And Amar, I'm going to start with you. And what do you got going on? What's good? Talk to us about the Cuba Cup. What else is up?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to wrap up this week before the ICA next week. We have a huge turnout for the Cuba Cup. We've already got, I think the half the conference is going to be there. Yeah, so I've been talking to Camila, and so I'm pretty excited about that. Josephine was working on the trophies. I asked Josh yesterday if we should just put his name on it already, just get it over with. This year I better be taking home a trophy. So
yeah, dude.
I'll be pissed if I don't. I'm going to go play today. I played last night. I'm playing Wednesday. So, I don't have any like, you know, delusions of beating Josh, but I do plan on being on that podium. So, we'll
see. Right. So that means you got to beat Steve Kennedy or who else
Steve's,
is in the
Steve's not going to play.
What?
Steve's hurt.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll enter. You know? I'm in.
Is he hurt bad or he just
I think he's got two injuries actually. He's got an elbow issue, but he also has recently hurt something else where he's not able to go hiking either. So
he got rear-ended by somebody that got paid off by Amar. You know what I'm saying?
Like I Tanya Harding'd him.
He sent somebody to Orlando who fucking clubbed his leg.
Hopefully Steve feels better, but yes, that makes it a little bit easier for me to get on the podium. We'll see. I gotta beat Seiger and Alleman.
Yeah, well, that's what I was gonna say. In the past couple of years, Alleman is placed, right? Who else has been?
Well, the first year I was second. Last year, Alleman beat me out.
Oh, so year one, it was actually Kennedy won, you were second, and Alleman was third. Was that kind of how it went?
I don't remember who was third the first year. Might have been.
I feel like it was
might have been. And last year was Josh, Kennedy, and Andrew.
Oh, okay. So it's like the same crew of guys that are like occupying.
Yeah, but dude, a lot of people have been practicing, so this should be really fun. So I may
one time since 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
I may actually get another court. We have four courts, but I think we might up it to five. And
four courts in 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I dig.
But everybody should come out, and if you haven't got your ICA ticket, come and get it. Got a open bar, good food.
And if you don't know, now you know.
You don't know, now you know. Well, look, I think the ICA in general is going to be a blast. Definitely looking forward to it. We got a lot of cool things in the works. A lot of good substantive policy updates and things that the ICA is working on. A lot of great networking opportunities with some of the, you know, smartest minds and biggest companies and active players in the space that'll be there doing their thing. Yeah, I think it's going to be great, man. I think it's going to continue to build off of, you know, the years past. I think the ICA is doing a fantastic job of taking that space, that mid-January Vegas, you know, thing right after CES, and it's going to be good stuff. So that's what's up. So anybody who hasn't, literally, this is it. The deadline is here. So hopefully we'll see you all out there. But that's going to be good. All right, cool. All right, Drew, what about you, man? What else you got?
Not much. I will unfortunately not be at the ICA.
In spirit.
I'll be there in spirit.
Well, you were kind enough to sponsor the staff and the staff t-shirts. We'll be rocking
Gotta support. Gotta support. And if I can't be there in person, you know what I mean? I gotta get my money there.
I'm gonna get you one of the t-shirts, one of the staff shirts. So I'll send
one of those.
I'll get you one. A little
he just FedExed a stack of cash to Vegas. He's like, hey.
There you go. Yeah, this is like with your name on it. All right, well, cool, man. No, you will be missed. But I know
y'all see Frank Schilling was at the Mar-a-Lago seat party.
I saw that. Okay.
That was pretty funny.
Hey, yeah, I'm not shocked. He's probably trying to get his underwater fiber line approved. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just, show up in Mar-a-Lago and hang out by the fucking ice sculpture. You know what I'm saying? You never know. there's you talk about a networking event. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're trying to get
a dictator, you know, disappeared.
He's trying to get a motherfucking airport built. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is a process. Anyway. All right. Well, that's what it is. All right, Josh, last but not least, man, talk to us. DNX, personal, otherwise, what is good, man?
All good, man. Just excited for the new year. We've got a couple of new products that we'll be releasing soon on DNX. Don't need to talk too much about them. They'll be coming pretty soon. We're constantly iterating. Things are going well. Lots of people using the platform to buy domains, which is great. Mm-hmm. Really happy with the team. I don't know if I mentioned it, but Leanne joined us, and she's doing a great job. Super happy.
We got to get Leanne back on the show. I got to make a note.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. She's super smart. Very, very impressed with a lot of the things that
that was like wicked smart.
Wicked smart. Good Will Hunting. Good Will Hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Boy's wicked smart. My boy's wicked smart.
Would you guys accept 15K for max.us?
Max.us? Yes.
That's Maximus, like a hard yes.
That's literally Maximus Extracticus right there. You know what I'm saying?
That might be like a world record for a .us.
No, it's not. It's not. But
that's a good number.
I think it's a decent number, though.
I'd hit accept in max speed. You know what I'm saying? Like, max price, max speed. Let's go.
All right. Fair
max. All right. Well, good stuff, man. Yeah. Look, obviously, DNX, I think, had a great 2025. Very excited to see about 2026. I'm sure we'll hear a lot of positive things, get some good opportunity to get some feedback when we're all out there in Vegas. But the feedback in general, I think, is just all, you know, been really fantastic. And, it's just all good. So, you know, big shout out to you and the team, man, and for doing what you do. It's all
appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. All good.
It's all good. All right. With that, I think we're pretty much up on time. Good job keeping it tight today, boys. It was good work.
That was like the most efficient show ever.
I know, it was a good one.
It's good. You know, to the audience, I want to thank you guys. I say it on every show. Without you, there is no us. We are, you know, as we slide into 2026, we're excited for some of the things we've got going on, you know, both on the media option side, on the Domain Sherpa side. You know, we'll have some pretty cool things, pretty interesting guests coming up this year, as well as the usual suspects doing the stuff and bringing on the folks that y'all like. And, you know, but hit us up. We're not hard to find. We do need to get the portfolio review stuff rolling again. We got to get a few submissions there and we'll get that moving a little bit this year. And just some other cool stuff, you know, but it's going to be a crazy, crazy year. So everybody buckle up, you know what I mean? Get ready and, let's get it. So 2026 is here. Have no fear. Let's go. We'll see everybody next time.
Let's make an agreement right here on the show live. If the U.S. takes over Greenland, we're going to go do live Sherpa in Greenland.
All right, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
I would want to go to Greenland.
Yeah, it'll be a nice place to visit, man. There'll be a Ritz and a Marriott and a fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like
a and a Trump
spas.
Hotel, of course. There'll be a Trump hotel.
I don't even know how I missed that at first, you know? Exactly. Like, what am I talking about the Ritz? It'll only be Trump properties. You know what I'm saying? That'll be the only thing allowed. That and anybody that goes to Mar-a-Lago and, you know, gives them a briefcase. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know we'll get the okay. But yeah, it's gonna be a weird year. It's gonna get funky. The simulation is doing goofy things. Just hold on, y'all, and do what you can while you can. Anyway, all right, everybody. Appreciate y'all. We'll see you next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out.